To conclude this lesson in which we are discussing practical tricks that are applied in simulations, let us discuss the issue of the reduced units. In general, simulations are always performed using reduced units. You don't introduce the scales which characterize the problem. So let's see how it works. Suppose again that the potential energy is the sum of pair potentials, so of potentials that correspond to the interaction of pairs of particles. Let V be the pair potential. In general, the pair potential, we have the structure, we have the following structure. There will be a typical energy scale in front of it, let's call it epsilon, and then it will be a function of R over sigma, where sigma is a typical length scale in your problem. All potentials can be written in this way. This is general. You just fix typical energy scale and then multiply all lengths by 1 over sigma, and then of course there will be a prefactor whose dimensions are the dimensions of an energy. So this is the general form of the potential. So what are we doing in a Monte Carlo simulation? In a Monte Carlo simulation, we usually consider adimensional units for the lengths. So we don't use R1, Rn, which are the dimensionful quantities, but rather we use x, which is R over sigma. So we adimensionalize the distances using the length scale sigma. And the variables xi, of course, will belong to a box of size L divided by sigma cube. So also the dimension of the box will be adimensional in the sense that the size of the box will be rescaled by the power sigma. So what is happening? In the canonical ensemble, for instance, the basic variables are the number of particles, the volume, and the temperature. But we usually specify in our code not these three quantities, but rather n, of course, that is another dimension, quantity number of particles, then v over sigma cube, which is the adimensionalized volume of your system, and then kt over epsilon. Remember that kt is an energy, so kt over epsilon is a adimensional quantity. So we renormalize the temperature, or rather kt, with the energy scale. Of course, when we use adimensional units, we are not really computing energies, but adimensional energies. So what we get out of our Monte Carlo is the energy divided by the energy scale. So whenever we compute lengths, we obtain lengths divided by the length scale sigma. For instance, the pressure. The pressure from simple dimensional analysis is an energy divided by a volume. Remember, the equation of state of the ideal gas is nkt, and kt is an energy divided by v, and v is a volume. So it's easy to remember that pressures are energies divided by volume. Or alternatively, remember that the energy, the work of an ideal gas is pdv. So again, p times v is an energy. So this means that when we do the simulation in the canonical ensemble using adimensional units, you do not compute P, but rather you compute P sigma cube divided by epsilon, which is the dimensional quantities. So let's see how it works in practice. Suppose we want to compute, for instance, the average value of the potential energy. And the average value of the potential energy is the integral over all coordinates of u, e to minus beta u, divided by the configuration of partition function. Then we change variables. So we change variables in the sense that we replace R over sigma with x. And now remember that the potential energy is written as epsilon sum I less than j of fxij. So what we obtain, for instance, for the numerator, u e minus beta u, is a factor sigma to the power 3n, which is related to the change of variables. Then there is the integral over dx, then epsilon, the sum over I less than j of f xij, and then there is the exponential of minus epsilon divided by kt, the sum of this function f of xij. So we defined a n-dimensional beta, which is epsilon divided by kt, which is the inverse. We said that we want to n-dimensional units, and remember that beta has the units of an inverse of an energy. So beta epsilon is a rescaled n-dimensional factor beta. And as you can see, the integral becomes epsilon sigma to the power 3n, and then everything is n-dimensional in the integral. The integral is over d3nx, then there is the sum of fxij, and then there is the exponential of minus beta r, sum I less than j of fxij. The same is done for the denominator. Note that here we only have a factor sigma to the power 3n, while in the numerator we have epsilon sigma to the power 3n, so that when we take the ratio between the two quantities, we are left with a factor of epsilon, so that u over epsilon, the average value of the adimensional potential energy, can be written in terms of completely adimensional quantities. So the integral is over x, and everything is, and the temperature is replaced by the adimensional temperature beta r. So you see that u over epsilon is again a canonical ensemble average in adimensional units, which means that we can set epsilon and sigma equal to 1, which simplifies all expressions that we are dealing with. And of course, we must use instead of beta r, the adimensional inverse temperature, and instead of L, we should use L over sigma, which is the adimensional box length as input data. The same can be done for the pressure. And of course, here the trick is to note that the variable, which has dimensions of a potential energy, is equal to epsilon. The average value of the variable is epsilon, the average value of the adimensional variable. So of the variable in which epsilon and sigma are both equal to 1, and everything is expressed in terms of beta r and L over sigma. And then it's immediate to see that the adimensional excess pressure can again be computed in terms of the average value of the adimensional variable multiplied by prefactor, which contains V over sigma cube, which is again the adimensional volume of your system. So you see, in practice, what one does whenever you get a potential in terms of epsilon and sigma, you do the simulation simply setting epsilon and sigma equal to 1. So you neglect them using adimensional units. This means that you are using epsilon as the scale of the energies and the sigma as the scale of the lengths. You remember that your input when you fix your input data, that the volume is replaced by V over sigma cube, and the temperature is replaced by KT over epsilon. These are the two quantities which replace temperature and volume. And then once you've got the results from your Monte Carlo simulation, the only thing that you should do is simply remember that what you've got is the adimensional combination corresponding to the quantity that you want to compute, so that you compute the average adimensional energy, the average adimensional pressure. If you want to get the dimensional factor, the dimensional pressure, of course, you have to put in the epsilon and sigma cube value, and of course, in this way, you will get the fully dimensional results for the quantities. So in this way, it's much easier to program the code, and moreover, you get a code which is, in a sense, universal, because given the specific shape of your potential, then you can freely tune the scales. You can freely tune the scale sigma, and you can freely tune the scale epsilon.